Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Any way you want it, it's the way you need it, any way you want it.
She wants to live. Because here's this. It's not freedom to tell our children what books they're allowed to read. No, it's not. And it's not freedom to tell women what they can do with their bodies. Real freedom that comes when she can join a union, marry who she loves, start a family on her own terms, breathe clean air, drink pure water, worship how she wants, and live a life of purpose where she is respected for who she is.
Josh Shapiro Slade, he was, yeah, as you heard, the crowd reaction to him. But I'm like, real freedom is when your daughter can be in the union. What now?
Yeah. That cracked me up.
What are you talking about? That's such a weird thing to say.
We cherish our democracy, and we love this country.
A little less emphatic about that, but they were, you know, I think sincere.
Hey, I heard a bunch of people in their mind. I could hear people's minds going, well, I don't love it the way it is now.
Right. When it comes around, when Kamala's the queen, you know, or when Barack was the king, you know, that's when we love it. And then they run this whole video. The theme yesterday was freedom. And it was basically abortion and gay or gay adjacent. You know, it's acronyms and abortion. Yeah. That's what was yesterday, all day yesterday. Yeah. Oh, my God. And it was, if you had any doubt that the Democrat Party is the home of alternate lifestyles and of terminating pregnancies, all those doubts were dispelled. I think every speech talked about it. It was taken for granted. It was the bedrock of everything they were doing.
I believe in having your own words and being able to do what you want to.
The freedom to raise our family in healthy communities.
The idea that I can turn to my partner, my husband, and say I love you with every bean of my soul.
I don't know what those words mean, but it was...
You know what those words mean.
No, it just doesn't. There's no logic in those words. But that was the tone. That was all day yesterday. All day yesterday.
Those were responses to what is freedom.
That's right.
The video they have.
That's right.
What is freedom to you? And those were their responses. And it was all stuff about, it's a freedom to me is being able to have an alternative lifestyle.
That's right. Any life. Nobody, you know, keep your government out of off my body and keep your government out of my bedroom.
Yeah.
And that's what freedom means. Which, by the way, just as a side note, the philosopher in me has to remind you that both the liberal and the conservative have their parts where they believe in freedom and their parts where they do not believe in freedom.
That's true, yeah.
You know, the liberal believes in freedom in the social moral realm, and they do not believe in freedom in the economic realm. They believe that if you earn something, then you owe something. Conservatives believe in more restriction in the social realm. They want you to have a traditional marriage. They want you to only be married to one person, and they want you to wait until you're married to have sex. That's the preferred idea. If you become pregnant, you're not supposed to destroy that baby. You're not supposed to have an abortion. And they want straight is the preference for sexuality, although the Republican Party has abandoned that. We'll talk more about that later. When it comes to economics, go earn and keep. You know, low taxes, small government, no redistribution of wealth, and you don't punish people for being successful. So freedom economically, not as much freedom morally, socially. So
but also, I was thinking a different way, not just socially, because I do think the Republican Party has gone more libertarian in the social
realm. It definitely has.
Realm.
Yes, it has.
But the Republican Party is definitely about, well, we're okay with taking your freedoms if we believe it's about national security. And so, you know, Patriot Act type stuff and privacy things.
And the flip side, the thing that you and I were constantly chirping back and forth about during the speeches about freedom yesterday is, well, freedom to do what you want, except when it comes to not wearing a mask or resisting a vaccine or
keeping
your
business open.
Exactly.
Or,
you know,
your church open.
So nobody is really like pro freedom in the sense that they are always on the side of freedom. They're on the side of the freedom when it's convenient, unless they're a libertarian / anarchist like Bobby.
I was going to say,
because libertarians are like anarchists who don't admit it.
That's true. But I was going to say what you just pointed out about the party And their celebration of the acronyms and everything is, I don't know if it comes across on TV, if you're watching on TV or on radio, if you're listening to it on radio, but those are the biggest applauses.
Yeah, they are.
Since we've been here at the DNC, is anything that celebrates
reproductive
homosexuality,
rights or sexual freedom,
anything like this, those are the biggest applauses.
Absolutely.
That's
not because the speaker is effective at creating applause, but because the audience is absolutely actively reaffirming that concept when it comes up. Absolutely, for sure. And speaking of which, we'll talk about Pete Buttigieg in just a second. Of course, openly gay man, married to
a
man with
kids.
The
only reason why people like him.
And no, it's not.
He's extremely boring.
No.
He's an extremely boring human being.
I like Pete Buttigieg.
No, you don't.
I do.
He's from South Bend, Indiana.
Nobody thought he was the best debater because he's rational, evidence, logic, reason. See, you forget. I actually believe in those things, and he plays within that framework.
That's true.
We'll come back to that in a second. Back in Pensacola, we got John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Seeing a minor delay if you're coming from Pace into Pensacola through that construction zone. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Can I tell you something that just... It's such a crack up. Okay, go back to the Josh Shapiro. Listen to this.
Because hear me on this. It's not freedom to tell our children what books they're allowed to read. No, it's not.
Name a book that is, let's just say, pretty popular over the course of history that, let's just say, maybe has sold more copies and been translated into more languages than any other book under the sun.
Oh.
And which book is it that Democrats do not want kids reading is prohibited in the schools? Not, I mean, you can have one, but, you know, you cannot teach
it.
So
what you're telling me is we should take this clip and go ahead and run a Holy Bible commercial.
That's exactly right.
Says,
who's for book banning now?
Get the Holy Bible back in public schools campaign.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, when it comes to the Bible, not so much.
But,
not
you know,
so
the
much.
Thing is, I hated that quote.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it's not about completely banning what kids can have. Because I'm sorry, I disagree. I don't think it's okay to give your kid a Playboy.
That's right.
Magazine.
There are absolutely limits. That's the job of a parent.
There's absolutely. So, but you said it right there. Job of the parent.
Mm-hmm.
See, the problem the conservatives have is that the parents are losing control when you're throwing these kinds of books in schools because these teachers are purposely subverting parents' choice and giving the books to the kids.
It's a great example of the reaction to the school chaplains thing that's going on right now in Florida. We're kind of figuring out how to implement this new option to have a chaplain able to talk with your kids in school. That bill is 100% dependent on parental permission.
Yep.
And so it honors the parents because you can only speak to the chaplain in the school if your parent opts in for that chaplain. It's not in the program. It's opting for that chaplain. And so that's why, you know, the people who are like, well, what if the Satan church or whatever comes in? Well, did a parent opt for that person to have access to your kid? Then it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Yeah. You know, it might ruffle your feathers and seem weird, but it's
that's
irrelevant.
Like comments like that, like he just gave there, is like, they're trying to take books away from our kids. It's like, no. We're leaving it up to the parents, but this is where I don't trust you, Mr. Shapiro, because you don't trust the parents.
That's right. And don't have no respect or honor for the parents' rights.
You think that they're teaching their kids wrong. How many times have we actually seen Democratic leaders in the past actually say, one of the things we've got to do is break our kids from being like their parents?
So going back to Pete Buttigieg for a second, because...
No, we're not ready for him yet.
We are. Because this is actually really important. And on this whole topic of, you know, again, acronyms and abortion, of course, as you know, gay man, married to a man, with kids that they have adopted, okay? Listen to this for a second. This is very interesting.
The existence of my family is just one example of something that was literally impossible. As recently as 25 years ago, when an anxious teenager growing up in Indiana wondered if he would ever find belonging in this world.
And he's right.
Yeah.
And the revolution on particularly gay and lesbian has been complete
in
America.
Trump came to power, of course,
went
and he ruined
from
everything.
Impossible to possible, from possible to real, from real to almost ordinary in less than half a lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely right. The Democrats and the Republicans were against gay marriage.
Yeah, it wasn't just
Republican issue. Everybody knew that gay marriage was a ridiculous concept. And then all of a sudden it wasn't. And then all of a sudden you had talk about it, and then you had court cases, and then you had the Supreme Court. And now all of a sudden the idea that you would prohibit gay marriage, you wouldn't honor it completely equally, or that you might criticize it, that's unacceptable. We have completely flipped as a country on this issue. This, you know, I am in the vast, minority in terms of what I might believe, but in terms of public policy, public culture, total minority. Here's the thing. If you listen, he's talking about the radical transformation on sexual ethics in American public policy and in American public culture, and he's missing a massive opportunity. You say, what's he missing? I'll play one more clip, and then we'll see. I'll explain it to you, because I thought this was the greatest dropped ball last night, and Pete Buttigieg should have known better and failed to do something that he could have done and didn't.
But that didn't just happen. It was brought about through idealism and courage, through organizing and persuasion and storytelling, and yes, through politics, the right kind of politics.
Through activism, through media, through whether it's, you know, Ally McBeal, or whether it's Will and Grace, or, you know, pick it, okay? It's Ellen. It was, and every show's got to have gay characters. Every show's got to have gay plot lines. Every, you know, it's been an absolute work of social revolution, okay? It's masterful from a political, social, cultural shifting. If you just want to analyze it as an effectiveness, it's incredibly effective. Okay, what did he miss? He says it. It didn't just come about. It took work. Who is the most significant political figure in the history of American gay rights? Now, you might, I don't know, Harvey Milk, you know, or Joe Biden. Joe Biden was the one who was in favor of gay marriage before anybody else in his party at a senior level was. Obama was traditional marriage.
Yeah, he...
Obama was pissed that Joe led on the issue and came out about being pro-out before he did, and Joe Biden was the one who led the revolution in the Democrat Party to embrace gay marriage, pushed for it, advocated for it, and dragged the party with him into this position when he was the vice president.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was Obama gets credit.
But it wasn't Obama.
It was not Obama.
It was not Obama.
Obama did it kicking and screaming.
He did. He was a traditional marriage guy, which I think probably from his probably the reason is because Obama is, in some ways, he is actually very much a traditionalist, but also because he knows he's got some radical ideas, and he's a black man in America, and he doesn't feel the ability to shift the whole culture on everything, and felt like, you're going to ruin us, Joe. You're going to ruin us by making us do this, only to discover, oh, this has actually been where our party should have been all along. Their view, okay?
Yeah.
And the reason I say Pete Buttigieg missed his opportunity is because this would have been a great point for the first openly gay man, mayor of Indianapolis, the secretary of education, all of the things that he has been, and candidate for president, to honor Joe Biden.
Yeah.
He could have healed the Joe Biden wound. He could have, you know, Joe has been off the stage now for 2 days. Joe was relegated to day one. Joe was a, hey, here we are, say goodbye, late night, you know, all of the things. He could have really healed the relationship with Joe Biden and honored him with factual, accurate history by mentioning, and do you remember? And he could have told the story. Mm-hmm. Now, in order to tell the story, you got to make Obama look bad.
Yeah.
But he could have told that story, and he didn't. And I thought it was a genuine missed opportunity.
And then he could have talked about how he's so gracious because he graciously stepped aside.
Yep,
gave up his power.
Oh, my God, that theme
to
last
let
night.
Kamala have
Don't get me started. We'll talk about that later.
He's such a humble, gracious man who just found the right time to step aside and
voluntarily wasn't pushed out at all. There was no coup at all.
No.
All right, 6:25 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. We're in Chicago. Bobby Rossi is with me. We're talking about the DNC hits and misses. And last night, I'll just tell you, for the most part, super boring, except for a couple of key moments like Oprah and John Legend singing. And then, honestly, Tim Walz, I think, did a really good job of telling us nothing. Except like me.
It was good.
It was branding.
It was
and that's all this thing has been. It is branding. Trump is evil. Trump's the Antichrist. And Kamala Harris is your Messiah. Don't ask too many questions. Don't ask for doctrine. Don't ask for theology. Don't ask for, you know, policies. But she's your Messiah because she sees you, she hears you, and she's your person. 6:25, we've got John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
Yeah, no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110, they're looking good. Also, over in East Milton, seeing about a 2-3 minute delay over there. Other than that, things are rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
So I know sometimes people think, like, I'll just sell the home myself, or I'll just buy it myself, and they don't want to use a realtor. I understand, okay? But let me give you some thoughts about why maybe it's useful to go to a realtor, especially one as great as Christina Leavenworth. Okay, obviously you know that she sells a lot of homes, 175 homes last year. You hear me talking about her all the time. When the market was hot and it was very easy to sell homes, she could help you by getting the best possible deal as quickly as possible. When the market is slow, more like it is now, when people are uncertain about interest rates or when they're not sure what's going to happen with that market or the economy or the election or anything else, or, you know, what affects the price of the home? Is it change of station for the military? Are we in season or not for that? What about for, you know, school, things like that? And even understanding, like, what could happen near that home, behind that home, or even with a new home, you might think, why would I use a realtor for that? Because they can get the builder to buy down your points, for example, and work with you because builders are motivated. The point is, having a realtor gets you the best of all possible outcomes. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are phenomenal. 723-9158, or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru's been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Most people's number one priority when it comes to their home is it's comfortable. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. For more than 40 years, our team's comfort professionals have dedicated ourselves to making your home comfortable, no matter what the temperature is outside. Our state-of-the-art, high-efficiency comfort systems dramatically reduce humidity inside your home while at the same time reduce energy costs. And they're even more environmentally friendly than systems built just a few years ago. Want to be more comfortable inside your home? I invite you to give me a call at 857-4700. Call today or visit us online at climatechproair.com.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 6:29, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay, live in Chicago at the Airbnb as we get ready to go for day 4 of the Democratic National Convention. Back in Pensacola, we've got David Wayne with our headlines. David?
Well, jurors could hear details about Hunter Biden's personal life when he goes on trial next month in Los Angeles. That's what attorneys said during a pretrial hearing yesterday. Hunter is facing 9 federal tax charges and accused of failing to pay more than $1.4 million in taxes. Attorneys say evidence of Biden partying and using crack cocaine while living an extravagant lifestyle may be discussed during the trial. Italian authorities say they've now recovered a fifth body from the yacht that sank off the coast of Sicily on Monday. The yacht carrying 22 people sank in a violent storm. 15 of the passengers were rescued. Among the missing are British tech tycoon Mike Lynch and Morgan Stanley International Chairman Jonathan Bloomer.
All right. Thanks so much, David. Continue our coverage of the DNC coming up next. We'll say one thing. I'll leave it for later. Stick around.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Accepting the Democrats' vice presidential nomination, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says he's given a lot of pep talks as a high school football coach.
We're down a field goal, but we're on offense and we've got the ball. We're driving down the field. And boy, do we have the right team.
Former President Clinton says former President Trump is all about himself.
The next time you hear him, don't count the lies. Count the eyes.
And Donald Trump speaks in Arizona today about immigration policy.
He's expected to hear from law enforcement, talk to residents, and walk the border, as well as deliver remarks. Arizona is a coveted swing state. The former president won in 2016, but narrowly lost in 2020.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we do have partly cloudy skies. It is a beautiful morning, another beautiful morning, been beautiful all week. 74 degrees right now in Pensacola. The big wildfire in the Garcon Point area flared back up yesterday. Forestry officials say they were able to knock that down without ordering any evacuations.
We are working to develop ways to help landowners, such as this one here, improve their properties, protect their investment for when a wildfire comes, not if.
And that is wildfire mitigation specialist Joe Zierkowski from the Forestry Service. And Santa Rosa County Emergency Management also says that they coordinate with the Forestry Service to manage fire risks in the area. So far, the cause of the 12-acre wildfire has not been determined, but officials say they are still monitoring hotspots, and it could potentially smolder for several days now. A bicyclist has died after being hit by a vehicle. FHP says that happened at West Jordan and North Pace on Wednesday afternoon. The bicyclist identified as a 61-year-old Pensacola man. Troopers say he died at the scene of that crash. A former doctor in Dothan, now behind bars for sex crimes. Investigators say 40-year-old Omer Ayaz was arrested this week for allegedly filming women and children with a hidden camera in hospital rooms and also secretly filming people at a swim club in Michigan. He had reportedly worked at Southeast Health in Dothan from 2015 to 2018. And the sheriff in Michigan said that this is one of the more disturbing sexual predator cases that he had ever seen. Well, another big cyber attack incident, this time the victim, the Florida Department of Health. They announced yesterday that they were impacted by this cyber attack. Some personal information may have been accessed. That includes social security numbers, banking, credit card information, driver's license numbers, passport numbers, military ID numbers, and even your personal medical information, such as prescriptions. The Florida Department of Health is now notifying the people who may have been affected by this data breach. And if you are one of them, you would be able to get free credit monitoring and ID theft protection. The Florida Department of Health says they discovered the data breach back in June and notified the FDLE at the time. There's a new initiative to help those who've been affected by Hurricane Debby. The governor announcing Activate Hope yesterday. That's an expansion of Hope Florida to serve those recovering from natural disasters. Activate Hope will be the emergency response arm to the Hope Florida initiative. And the governor says it'll put together private sector, nonprofits, and government resources to help residents get back on their feet after a disaster. Help will come in the form of food, household goods, home repairs, and more. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to let you know about right now, but we are seeing some slowdown if you're at Palafox Street and Cervantes at that intersection. And if you're traveling from that intersection northbound on Palafox, expect some delays there also. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. We will see some scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 60% chance of rain overall. High near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Friday, just a small chance of a stray shower. 30% chance of rain. High near 89. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And a beautiful Thursday morning, 74 right now in Pensacola. Cola and Gulf Breeze, just 1 degree cooler, 73 in Milton. Let's get a look at our market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Federal Reserve minutes said that a September interest rate cut has grown increasingly probable as inflation continues to lower towards the 2% target. Traders are currently predicting there's a 66% chance of a 25 basis point rate cut next month. And as a result, the U.S. 10-year Treasury has risen. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was up by more than 2 basis points at 3.799%. The market is also reacting to a significant downward revision to U.S. hiring figures, which showed there were 818,000 fewer jobs than originally reported for the 12-month period ending in March of this year. Originally, 2.9 jobs were reportedly added. That number has now been lowered to roughly 2.1 million. Futures are slightly higher ahead of Jerome Powell's remarks tomorrow. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials were up 55. That's Your Money Now.
At 6:36, our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Candids, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Tomorrow at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi. What do they have in common? They both covered the RNC from Milwaukee. Now, it's the Democrats' turn.
I will be laser-focused on creating opportunities for the middle class.
Andrew McKay on Pensacola Morning News and Bobby Rossi on Pensacola Right Now. Report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Catch their interviews and observations throughout the convention on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
All my friends, Illinois rider.
But not everyone has that same sense of responsibility. Some folks just don't understand what it takes to be a good neighbor. Take Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Their Project 2025 will make things much, much harder for people who are just trying to live their lives.
I don't know who goes to facepalm faster when they start talking about Project 2025, Bobby or me.
Yep.
there are certain things that extra drive Bobby crazy, and there are certain things that extra drive me crazy. And the claim that Trump is the Project 2025 kid is the one that we're both like, are you, what in the world is wrong with you?
He spent a lot of time pretending they know nothing about this. But look, I coached high school football long enough to know, and trust me on this, when somebody takes the time to draw up a playbook, they're going to use it.
Trust me on this. I know. He didn't draw it up. The Heritage Foundation wrote it. It's not Trump's deal. It's not where he is. It's not where the party is. It's not what the platform is. But they just keep saying it and saying it and saying it. And I will say this. The one problem that they have on this whole Project 2025 messaging is they're messaging to themselves.
Yeah.
Because the average American has no idea what Project 2025 is. They're saying it like the way military people use acronyms amongst themselves and refer to, not even realizing how their language is so saturated by the military references that the average person can't even understand what they're saying. And I don't mean this as any kind of insult. I'm just saying it's like that with the Project 2025 stuff. They're so obsessed with it that they've forgotten that if you went out and just did a poll, you can't possibly get a plus 10%. There can't be more than 10% of Americans that have maybe ever even heard of it. Okay, even me. You know, my job is to know everything in this arena. I hadn't even, before the RNC, I think, I had people talk about Project 2025, and I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
I didn't know about it.
And it was, I started, and it was at or after the RNC, it was right in that vicinity where I started paying attention and reading a little bit. I'm like, well, that's not Trump. It's not even at all where Trump is. So they just keep hammering on this thing, and it's just, it's a total misfire, unless, and I'll give you the unless in a second.
And it's an agenda that does nothing for our neighbors in need. Is it weird? Absolutely.
By the way, that's been the thing. Absolutely. Is it weird? Weird and demented, yeah, weird and dark, weird and evil. Yeah. Yeah, no, weird is the tag. That's the brand. They're trying to attach the brand of weird.
Which is definitely not the politics of hate or division.
No, we are the unifiers. We're the get-along-withers. We're the civil people. But they are the dark purveyors of a weird, dangerous, anti-freedom philosophy. So come with us into the promised land of unity and coherence as we savage our opponents. Anyway, okay, so that was Tim Walz later. Now, the one thing I will say is they're trying to educate. They are trying to educate people about what Project 2025 is. Kenan Thompson was brought on earlier, and I guess they've been kind of doing this throughout the day anyway, is here's what Project 2025 stands for.
remember this big old book from before?
Oh, yeah. He brings out a giant book to show you what it represents. Like,
yeah, they've been bringing this book out for the past 3 days.
Yeah, like this 2-foot by 3-foot. I mean, yeah. I don't. It looks like a giant picture book or something anyway.
Colorado Governor Jerry Polis ripped the page out of it. This is Project 2025, the Republican blueprint for a second Trump term. It is a, yeah, boo.
By the way, he missed his opportunity there to say, don't boo vote.
Yeah.
But he didn't get it, so okay.
It is a real document that you can read for yourself at KamalaHarris.com/Project2025. You ever seen a document that could kill a small animal and democracy at the same time? Here it is.
It's a funny line. It's not accurate. No. By the way, why can't you just go to Trump's campaign site and read it?
Oh.
Is it because maybe he doesn't believe in it and yeah. It's not his document at all? We'll come back to this in a second because it's actually really important to understand. We got traffic on the fives with John Pickens. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. If you're at the intersection of Brent Lane and Palafox, you're going to see a minor delay going northbound there. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John.
Oh, go ahead.
No,
I was going to say, by the way, on the Trump website, he does have something called Agenda 47, but it does not coincide. Like, it does not match up with...
These maps are not the same.
Yeah, these maps are not... Project 2025 does not match. In fact, the Trump administration had released this statement back in July. President Trump's campaign has been very clear for over a year that Project 2025 had nothing to do with the campaign, did not speak for the campaign, and should not be associated with the campaign or the president in any way. Reports of Project 2025's demise would be greatly welcomed. and so that's from the actual Trump administration.
Wow. So going back to Kenan Thompson and Project 2025, because this is, again, what was yesterday all about? It was about their version of freedom, which was acronyms and abortion.
And their version of truth?
And their...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
I didn't mean to trigger you.
Okay, so they're bringing people on and then interviewing them and then showing them, I got bad news. Project 2025 is going to, you know, define you out of existence or ruin your life.
Now, Becky, you're married, correct?
I am. Me and my wife have been together for about 8 years.
Oh! That's amazing. Very, very cute.
Thanks.
But I have got some bad news for you.
I hate that.
On page 584, Project 2025 calls for the elimination of protections for LGBTQ+ Americans.
All right, so that's the setup. That's the straw man. Project 2025 is wildly anti-gay, which it is. Okay, I mean, you know, it's a Heritage Foundation document, and it's in favor of traditional marriage. Don't want to deny that. The question is whether that has anything to do with Trump. And the answer is it doesn't. I'll prove it in a moment.
Just remember, everything that we just talked about is very real. It is in this book.
It's not.
You can read it online at KamalaHarris.com/ Project 2025, and most importantly, you can stop it from ever happening by electing Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States.
So if you want to keep gay marriage, you got to elect Kamala Harris. Otherwise, Trump is going to get rid of all gay rights and take us back to the dark ages.
By the way, I just saw this. I missed this one before. Trump's campaign head, Chris LaVita, warned anybody involved with Project 2025 would be barred from working in the Trump administration should he win the election.
I believe that. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's like jaw-dropping.
Yeah, it is. Because when the Heritage Foundation comes out with this and then they force the head of it out, and to say that anybody who's connected with it...
If you're connected with this, you're not getting a job in the administration. So forget about it.
So let's just take one issue. Let's take the acronym issue, okay? The platform in 2016, the Republican platform in 2016... Traditional marriage and family based on marriage. This is a Republican platform, okay? Traditional marriage and family based on marriage between one man and one woman is the foundation for a free society. They are determined to reshape our schools and our entire society to fit the mold of an ideology alien to America's history and traditions. Their edict to the states concerning restrooms, locker rooms, and other facilities is at once illegal, dangerous, and ignores privacy issues. Okay, that was the GOP platform when Trump didn't understand the importance of a platform, didn't care about the platform. He came in and took over a party that pre-existed him and was not him, but he was just, okay, fine, we're not going to change all this. Who cares? 2020, they basically kept it. Who cares? It's not that important. They didn't focus on it. 2024, and remember the backdrop here. When the platform was being written in Milwaukee, Trump's people came in and said, this is the platform. We're not going to debate it. We're not going to amend it. You're going to pass it. Give us all your cell phones and your laptops. There's going to be no leaking of this information. This is my party. My people are in control here. You will do this. And they did. They did. And they passed the Trump written platform. It even has all caps like he's on Truth Social in it. It's amazing. Here's the 2024 platform, the President Trump platform on LGBT issues. Republicans will end left-wing gender insanity. We will keep men out of women's sports, ban taxpayer funding for sex change surgeries, and stop taxpayer-funded schools from promoting gender transition, reverse Biden's radical rewrite of Title IX education regulations, and restore protection for women and girls. What does it say about gay love, gay relationships, gay marriage, gay adoption? Nothing. There's nothing in it about that at all. If anything, and it's, by the way, it doesn't even talk about being against transgenderism or adults transitioning. It's entirely about women's sports and children and taxpayer funding. So he's not even against, like, transness as a concept. He just doesn't think that the public should be funding it and there should be in schools and that kids should be exposed to it and that you should have to go into bed. Like, they've completely dropped the traditional marriage focus. So when they're talking, when the DNC is continually trying to say that, you know, Trump is a radical on, you know, is a traditionalist, he's a conservative on sexual issues. Again, yesterday was all about acronyms and abortion. They're lying. I mean, they, and now I don't know whether they know or whether they are just misconceived, but they are very deliberately straw man branding him as something that the Heritage Foundation put out, that he is not, that the party is not, that the platform is not, again and again and again and again and again.
Their thing is, and this is true, this was put together by a bunch of former Trump advisors and Trump people.
No doubt.
That's true.
Right.
But just
former.
Because, exactly. Former.
Right.
Who've now been warned, if he gets reelected, you're not being part of this administration because what you guys created does not reflect what he wants.
And I'll tell you why Trump is where he is. There's two reasons. Number one, because he realizes that he's got more of the country with him than not, because he's taken a very deliberate political strategy to be the moderate on these issues, to be the tolerance guy, basically, on these issues. But also, that's where he's always been. He has never been a social conservative. And he's realized that, A, he can make the party, remake the party in his image, and he has done so, and B, that's a more successful electoral strategy because 70%+ of Americans actually agree with him and agree with this and don't care about people being gay, being gay married, any of that stuff. People like me who believe in traditional marriage and are really not comfortable or endorsing of gay relationships or gay marriage, even though we may know people and love people and have good friends, that, you know, that policy-wise, where do we really think that the world should be, are not on board, you know, even yet. We are in the minority. We are not driving the Republican Party. The Republican Party has completely abandoned that slice of what we want to be true for the first time in history. It's abandoned it. So this notion that somehow, you know, Project 2025 is his thing, it's just, it's a complete falsehood. And I appreciate Fox News just this morning, who had President Trump on a little while ago, or he might still be on. Yeah, I guess he's still. That they actually were leading with that earlier this morning, is that they continue to lie and say that Trump is Project 2025, which he is not. So why are they doing it? Because it paints him as the weird, radical, minority, restrictor of freedom, oppressor, demon, dark, what they're trying to cast him as. And it fits into that strawmanning rebranding of him. And again, I say this, is Kamala Harris is being branded as the Messiah. She hears you. She sees you. She's with you. She feels you. She's your people. Trump is the, you know, wealthy, born with a spoon in his mouth, allowed to fail forward under affirmative action for wealthy people. He doesn't believe in your way of love. He doesn't believe in your way of living. He wants to control your body and tell you what to, which he's also a super moderate when it comes to abortion. That's the rebranding. She's the Messiah and he's the Antichrist. Or, if you prefer, he's the Trump and she's the anti-Trump.
Yeah.
But that's that. This DNC is 80% that message, is the branding of Trump and the branding of Kamala. Now, I want to say this also. I hope we have time to do this today. We might have to wait till tomorrow about this. One of the things we haven't talked at all about is Demopalooza. Demopalooza is, you know, we've been talking about the speeches that are going on in the United Center. At McCormick Place, all day long, they have seminars. And the seminars are, here's how to be effective with old people. Here's how to be effective with young people. Here's how to be effective with AI. Here's how to get out the vote. Here's how to message. It is organizing and teaching and equipping. It's not just rah-rah branding stuff only. It's rah-rah branding, and then here's how to sell it. Here's how to actually go market your Amway. Here's how to go market your Mary Kay. Here's how to go market your products. Here's how to do your Herbalife, except the product is not any of those things. The product is getting Kamala Harris elected. And
or just getting local Democrats
elected. That's right.
How to campaign, how to do it. It's actually kind of amazing.
It is incredibly smart. It is something Republicans should learn from and have not.
Go dox yourself, protecting your online privacy to enable you to show up as your best self.
That's a name of an hour-long seminar during the Demopalooza. Democrats are way better at equipping their people to go back to the community and do effective things to change the outcome of elections. Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens in Pensacola. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. We are seeing some slowdowns. If you're headed from Milton to East Milton, you're going to see about a five-minute delay there, just volume of traffic. Other than that, everything else is rolling good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the Fives.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Thinking about a side hustle? Why not turn your hobby into a home-based business with a home embroidery machine from Daryl's of Pensacola? Daryl's Sewing has many embroidery machines to choose from, and they have single-needle or multi-needle machines, plus plenty of thread and supplies. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Good morning, 6:58 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm in Chicago with Bobby Rossi. David Wayne is back in the newsroom in Pensacola with our headlines. David?
Yeah, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is reportedly planning to drop out of the presidential race and throw his support behind former President Trump. The independent candidate will be addressing the issue Friday in Arizona and discuss the present historical moment and his path forward.
Yeah, big development. All right, well, I got one quick future news question. We have seen several former presidents, many people who look very, very presidential. I think they are all going to upstage Kamala Harris. Is she going to step up to the moment tonight?
No.
I don't think so either. I think.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.